It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's the poster child for no cloning.
Paul LaVoy!
All right, good morning. It's Monday, November 8th, 2021, and Brother Jim is here.
Indeed, it's a Monday.
How are you, Brother Jim?
I am good, thank you. Thank you.
Where's the standard answer?
Not bad for an old man in the desert.
That's the one, that's the one. You know, I'm thinking about this cloning thing that's in the intro and the Astro Chimp.
Now you're interested in getting cloned?
No. I was watching Multiplicity with a friend recently, the Michael Keaton film. You're into film.
Yes.
Do you remember that one where he duplicates himself
vaguely
over and over, and then it wasn't so bad until two turned into four. They cloned number four from number two instead of from number one. Yeah, and then it all fell apart.
A little bit of loss.
So that would be like if you had a clone of me and then tried to clone the mini me.
Yeah. What a frightening thought.
Yeah, Paul. Just the clone of me, right?
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Not to mention, go ahead, John.
The mini you, come on.
Yeah, exactly. John Masden is here, the owner and president of Connected Computer and Technology, and we'll get to John in a second. I need to tell everybody there's a job fair going on right now as we speak across the lake. This is at Havasu Landing Resort and Casino. They're in need of cashiers, bartenders, cocktail servers, and table games dealers. And if you're 21 years old or older, want to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, come to the Landing. I'm sure Kenny, our listener from Yucca, could tell you all about it because he's worked at the Landing. He's retired from there. So they'll be holding the career fair today and tomorrow from 9 to 4. So that's going on right now from until 4 o'clock at the Ferry Boathouse. That's at Havasu Landing. If you have any questions, call 760. Of course, that's San Bernardino County. 760-858-4593, extension 7303.
And I bet they can take the ferry to the job fair.
Probably, since it's in the ferry boathouse.
Yes.
You probably unload right there in the fair in your suit and tie and your resume. And then you could present it in enough time, if you're efficient, to get back on the return trip, right?
You know, that'd be kind of neat to have to take a ferry to work every morning. And
I don't know.
Things. Yeah,
it's too dependent on variables.
Yes,
like the ferry not running, right, John?
Right.
Kind of like being in the computer business. It's dependent on many, many variables.
Yes.
Variables like an operating system.
The operating system, the computer materials.
Right. Exactly. And John, if you want to call in, John says call in. He's good with that. He deals with the public at the shop. It's 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Maybe you're having a problem with your computer or even your mobile.
Yes.
You can help with that as well.
Yes, we help with everything.
Tell me what are managed services? You specialize in that.
Managed services are something that we can put on your computer. That before your computer drops out from underneath you, we get notified. So I've got to look at for our company in town tomorrow. And this one is sending us notification that its hard drive is ready to die.
Gee.
So we made a deal with them to come out and look at it.
Can you do that on Jim's computer so if he doesn't show up or plans on not showing up, I would know ahead of time?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
No, I can't do it on him as a person.
How exactly does that work, though, John?
Yeah,
how much privacy are we giving up?
None.
No privacy given up.
No, we can get in remotely, but we don't get in remotely without calling you first and telling you what's going on and whether or not you want us to come in or not.
So it's all permission-based?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
So how on earth do you get to be notified that it's thinking about going bad?
We put a piece of software on your computer which reads the log from the computer, and it tells us what the computer's saying.
So the computer already knows that it's in jeopardy?
Yes.
How interesting.
How sensitive is Windows Defender, let's say, to something like that, a foreign software that you're putting on? Because the reason I ask is I use a program that does, it's a utility that cleans.
Yes.
And it looks for malware. And it was recommended to me by a computer professional many, many years ago, and I've upgraded and upgraded and upgraded. And now Windows Defender says it's equivalent to malware.
We use a national company to do it.
Okay.
So we get data to give us the right software to put on your computer so you're not going to get interrupted with it.
Okay, that makes sense. Is that your iWatch talking to you?
Yes.
All these guys, they have iWatches now, you know. And you send them a text,
uh-huh.
and they'll like your text, and it comes back to your phone and says they liked your text.
Uh-huh.
But on your iWatch, though, it probably just has a thumb, right?
It's got a couple of things, and it's got a display.
So when I send you a text and you like that?
It'll send you back an up thumb.
No, it doesn't. It just says, John Masden liked your text. And I'm like, how does it? Wait a minute, what? So anyway, it's kind of funny to me. So managed services, is this a monthly fee and a yearly? How does that work?
Either way.
Either way?
Yes. But what comes with it are things like antivirus. It comes with backup.
So you don't just get the managed services. You get an antivirus program. What program are you using?
Bitdefender.
Oh, okay.
The best one in the country.
Yeah, the one. So the what was the old one? It started with a K.
Kaspersky?
Kaspersky, yeah. No more?
No, Kaspersky doesn't do the same work that Bitdefender does.
That's interesting because I remember in the day when Norton was big and McAfee was big and there was Avast and Kaspersky, and now you say Bitdefender. Is that because it was developed by Windows?
It was developed inside of the country here,
mm-hmm.
and it's the highest rated one on PC Magazine.
Oh, okay. It seems like they're all highest rated at one time
yeah.
or another, right, Jim? Kind of like classic cars.
Sure. Well, and I think things evolve. New things are developed, new techniques.
We're always watching this.
Mm-hmm.
But what PC Mag does is they run it through a sample test. And so they put an equal sample test to everything. And this one gets the most of it.
And that's what people are buying into when they subscribe to your services. They're buying
yes.
into your skill and the fact that you're out there in the real marketplace all the time, aware
yes.
of what's developing. And those
right.
of us that are consumers, like you say, Paul, we just hear a name and think that's good, and off we go. And,
right.
And that stuff is probably developing at the speed of
sure.
light out there. All
except
the time.
Except for the occasional documentary about guys that develop programs like John McAfee, right?
right.
then you trust them. But
yeah.
we want to talk about backups as well. How important are backups, and what should you back up to?
Backups are very important. So you can have a locally monitored backup, or you can do it online. When you're on our managed services, we can actually connect you to something online. Now, the online stuff, if you're in business, costs you about $12 per month.
Okay.
But it will back up to the online stuff. Now, I lost a server in my company when I first came back. And I got it all back because I backed it up online.
Interesting. So I use a backup called Google Drive.
Yes.
And it's changed recently. And I'm going to say not for the better. I'm just going to go out there and say that. It used to be, Jim, that when you put Google Drive on your computer, you had a folder on your desktop that was your Google Drive as well. And they synced with each other, the cloud and your desktop.
Yeah.
But now when you try to if you have more than a certain amount of data on your drive, if it's more than 15 gigs, when you double it, let's say you have more than 7.5, right? Mm-hmm. More than 7.5 gigs, it won't do it without charging you.
When my server had the problem, I restored over 300 gigabytes.
Nice.
Wow.
Nicely done.
And the other thing that we do is we've got an external hard drive plugged into the USB on our server. We use a company called Veeam, V-E-A-A-M,
okay,
to back up that.
Well, the good thing, and I'm sure you know this about the Google Drive, is that it hasn't gone to the phone the same way it has with the computer desktop. It
yes.
still works very well from the phone, but it also keeps the drive online, so all you have to do is go to the online source for it. It's all still in the cloud. It's just not syncing with the desktop anymore. It's very annoying, John.
But it's important to back up.
How do you fix that? Just delete items?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that you're backed up somewhere. Because what will happen is you got pictures.
Yeah.
You don't have pictures anymore if you haven't backed it up.
Right.
You have documents. You don't have documents anymore. You've got banking. You don't have banking anymore. Whatever's on that computer is going to just go away.
It's interesting he says that, Jim, because the cloud-based backups weren't really big until, 2010, 2012-ish?
Reliable,
yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, because we found a company that's reliable.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying there were ISPs in town that would save a backup for you, but, yeah, go try to get your stuff now. If you didn't pay the subscription all this time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the free backups are good, but sometimes free is only as good as free, right?
Yes. We actually have our own backup system because we subcontracted to a company that would have let us have it. So if you go to backup.connected1.net,
right,
you're there.
How many terabytes does that require on a server, though, for you guys to actually have it backed up?
For our backup?
Yes.
Our backup is between 300 and 500 gigabyte.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
it's so big. That's Jim's blinking his eyes.
Inconceivable amounts of storage. Yeah.
999.9 megabytes, and then it turns into a gigabyte.
Between a third and a half a terabyte.
Right. There you go. Confuse them even more. Perfect. All right. Another thing we want to talk about is antivirus, of course.
Yes. Yes,
and that comes with your managed services.
It does, but it's available separately as a separate line item.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either pay us monthly for our service, or you can pay us annually for antivirus.
So, but you say you're using Bitdefender now, right?
Yes. Yes, and it's $25 a year on per computer.
So that would be very confusing with people that are used to Windows Defender. What's the difference?
Well, this actually scans all the files on your computer.
Okay.
And it'll activate as things are pop-ups.
Right. What's the most important files to scan as far as virus protection goes?
Windows, the registry, and the what's running in the memory.
Oh, okay. What about startup or anything like that? Like boot,
yes.
Boot files?
Yes.
Boot files, too. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a short break. And because I like John's haircut today, you didn't really just get a haircut, but it kind of looks like you did.
I didn't just get a haircut.
But it kind of looks like you did. So I'm going to play some George Thorogood for you because I know you like classic rock anyway,
yeah.
Right? All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out. We've got John Masden, owner and president of Connected Computer and Technology.
Smarter than your average geek.
That's it. That's it. And you made up that slogan.
Yes, because we are.
That's very cool.
It's a statement of fact.
Huh? Yes.
All right, coming up on the program around the bottom of the hour, Christina Hook, Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. And, we'll get Christina in the studio today.
Wow.
We didn't get that last time, right?
No, I think you're right.
I know I'm right.
That's true.
But I'm not smarter than the average geek. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Get know, there's a couple of really good things about playing in Nevada, Jim.
And they are?
Well, one, for some people anyway, this is good. You have the freedom to smoke if there's no food being served, right? And then the other good thing is it's a gig. Yeah, we just played on Casino Drive on Saturday night, and thanks to RB Properties, Bob Bilbray, Ashlyn Bilbray, and of course...
You lit up the strip.
Yeah, they put us on a marquee up there across from Harrah's, and of course, their food and beverage director, that's what I was trying to think of, is Jeff Gibson, and thanks so much for the gig. We appreciate it. Tonight, Monday Night Football. You know the Steelers are playing on Monday night when the boss man inside the mothership, in the bowels of the mothership, as I call him, he's wearing the Steelers jersey, or the Steelers shirt. Sorry, it's a polo. Yes. My bad. So, yeah, Bears at Pittsburgh, taking on the Steelers. That's a 5:30 pregame, and that's on 980 AM, 94.3 and 100.5 FM. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Give Thane a call at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Kevin is located in the Laughlin Sound Center, and you can visit their website at laughlinnevada.net.
Very clever. Very clever site.
Isn't it, though? Has to be an old one. And Kevin's coming in later this month. He's driving all the way from Laughlin to Havasu to be in the studio.
Wow.
And, yeah, we'll get to put him back on the radio. Kevin and I worked at the same radio station many, 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 many years ago. I came in right after him in 1989.
Oh, my.
And Kevin had left just before me to go into the real estate business.
And where was that?
In Laughlin.
Oh.
Yeah, Rebel Radio Sports, the home flagship station of the UNLV football and basketball. So there you go.
Wow.
All right, John Mazden still in the studio, owner and president of Connected Computer and Technology. And Christina Hook will be here in a few, and we're going to talk about the Have a Startup Business Competition, which gets underway tomorrow.
Well.
How timely are we?
I guess.
Boom. You wanted to talk, John. Believe it or not, folks, there's a... They said 10 was it. That was it for Windows, but they lied. There's a Windows 11 now.
Now there's 11, and your computer will upgrade you if you let it.
Automatically. Right. Yep. So it... I did get the message that said, do you want to upgrade? And it said, maybe later. So I clicked maybe later, because I'm not sure. I mean, if you have an i3, an i5, we're talking about Pentium chips, or an i7, are you still okay to upgrade to Windows 11?
I think technically you're okay, but it's going to take things away from you, like the start menu goes away.
Oh.
There's still...
How do we operate without a start menu? I never use it anyway.
There's still a form of one, but it's more of an envelope down at the bottom.
The only time I use the start menu, to be honest, is when I restart. I'll find that power button there.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. So it seems to me a time or so ago when you were on the air, we talked about this, and I vaguely recall, it was going to be some massive introduction in October.
Yes.
Did
October
we skip,
5th
did
it
we
came
miss
out.
That or did it
October 5th came it came out.
So it came out, but without the massive introduction?
Yes.
Is that a sign that maybe they're not so sure?
Are they beta testing it? That's a great question. Good question.
I don't know if they're beta testing it or not.
Or if it was beta tested.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, when 95 came out, you had 95 version A, B, and then finally C, which was every fix combined.
Yes.
With that one, at least in the OEM version, I had the disc for it. But, I mean, are we taking a chance with 11? Are we going to have support for 10 for much longer?
10 is still around. It's still going to be supported.
Forever and always?
Not forever and always, but for a long time.
For a long time. Yeah, they said that about 7 too, right? Which is no longer supported.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes you can't believe... Big Brother Gates.
You can't believe what you read online, you mean? No.
right.
Tell me.
What are some of the pluses and I don't know if you know the pluses and minuses of 11, but do you, can you tell us what's in store?
The minuses are it's not 10.
I like it.
Something new to learn.
I actually do like 10. I didn't think I would because 8 was such a train wreck.
Yes, but yeah. 10 came out and it was good.
Yeah, I thought so too. So how do you operate with no start menu, though? I mean, there are times you need to go in there and find the program either to tweak it. There's certain, like my audio interface, the only place I can find that is in the start menu.
Yeah, but you go down to the little envelope down at the bottom.
Okay.
You push that, and it's going to think it's a start menu at some point.
The little envelope? You mean the little Windows logo? Or
No.
I keep my toolbar at the top, by the way.
No,
like
the
a
file
good Mac
explorer.
User.
There's a file explorer at the bottom.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the little yellow folder.
Yes.
All right, I got you. Interesting.
And that's what they seem to be trying to do.
Are they, do you know if 11 has put, I mean, I must have had two updates this weekend already for 10 that came through. I don't know if you noticed, Jim, when you have to log on.
Yeah, and it.
That means your computer updated while you were away.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me this weekend, which means there's probably activity, nefarious activity from somewhere on the web that they're blocking. Do you know if 11 kind of puts a stop to that, or are we still going to get those?
You're still going to get those.
Okay.
Because there's always something that somebody finds that they can push against to get into your computer.
Right.
And that's all they're doing is they're fixing the bad stuff.
Now, this is interesting, and you may not have heard about it, but I had it on the state news. But the city of Chandler has actually developed an app that you can download, and it's going to be an election app that people they're beta testing it with 1,000 voters, registered voters, and you can download the app. You verify your information with a photo ID that matches up with your photo with Department of Motor Vehicles,
uh-huh.
or Motor Vehicle Department. That's what they call it in Arizona, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
The MVD. And then they're going to test this thing. And they say it's hack-proof, by the way. Are you, just on the face of things, John, would you be confident with an election on a cell phone?
I don't think so.
I don't think I would either.
As somebody who's actually been elected to office, I say no, don't do that.
Very good. Of course, John, the school board president, presently.
Yes.
All right, very good. Anything else you want to add, John, before we take off?
No, let's go ahead and take off.
All right, it was a good half hour.
And come see Connected if you got any computer problems. We're here to help.
That's it. And it's 680-0041.
Yes.
Right off the top of my
head.
Did you see that?
I'm impressed.
Do I have smoke coming out of my headphones or what? And a long time Speak Out sponsor, and we thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, Brother Jim and myself will return in just a moment. Going to stay with the classic rock theme because John said so, right?
That's right.
All right, a little Aerosmith to take you to break. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. We're back on Speak Out, a little guilty pleasure music. I was telling Jim the title to this album, which is, you could tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. By REO Speedwagon.
Very clever.
Welcome to the show, by the way, Christina Hook.
That felt like a dad joke, like tuna fish.
Well, they are kind of a dad band. I've been told I drive a dad car, by the way,
because
it's a four-door. Isn't that funny?
I've never seen it. I'll be sure to check it out.
Steve calls it a Prius, but it's actually a redesigned Corolla. Anyway, long story. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com, My favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe, herbs.
Yes.
Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, and the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker, Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule.
And they're good folks all that just want a shot at your business. So when you give them a try, tell them you heard about them on Speak Out.
You almost blew your cue.
Well, I know. I was so busily thinking about, as we mentioned, connected computer, and we're going to segue into talking with Christina from the Better Business Bureau.
Right.
That we must not overlook the fact that John Masden's company is AAA recommended, credited,
BBB
accredited. Wow.
Triple B.
Yeah, triple B, no triple A's. We're not triple A.
He's A plus.
I didn't do it.
He's A plus by the triple B.
He's not the best co-host in the business for nothing.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Well, we got a smile out of Christina, so I'm a happy camper.
Yes, yes. Connected, that's awesome. Connected Computer is a long-time A-plus accredited business by Business Bureau.
Right.
So, yes.
Absolutely. So this is really timely that you're on the show because the third annual Have a Startup Business Competition. Doesn't that start tomorrow?
Yes.
That's
here we
very
go.
Cool.
I know. The timing was perfect for me to just dedicate the whole show today about the competition and small businesses in town and some of the changes. And yes, tomorrow at MCC, we will be hosting our information session at 5:30. So once we kind of dive into it a little bit, we can talk about what the competition's about and if you're a small business in town interested in growing and maybe winning a little prize money for the competition, we'd love to see you there.
So this event has sponsors as well.
Well, it must have sponsors in order to have prize money, yeah.
Right. Well, we can start at the beginning. So this is the third annual Have a Startup Business Plan Competition. So we started a few years ago. This was the brainchild of Lipsa at ASU Lake Havasu. She's one of the professors there in the business department. And she saw just how amazing we had so many resources in town that can help a small business and help an entrepreneur who has a business idea. And she thought, what a fun way to bring this to the community and bring it into a competition. So we started off the first year, and we had some really neat, innovative business ideas. We had a pitch competition. It was really fun. Had some winners there, and then, of course, COVID hit. So
wait, back up just as a pitch competition, like Shark Tank? That kind of pitch competition?
I mean, on a very, very small scale.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, but entrepreneurs
potential
entrepreneurs were pitching their business ideas.
Yeah, so you can, that's a great way to think of it. Absolutely small Shark Tank. So these participants would enter the competition, and they would be able to work with mentors. So experts within the community, industry experts, and work on creating a business plan for their entrepreneurial business idea. Then later on, after they've worked on their business plan, then they have a chance to pitch to the community and to the judges of the competition. So, yeah, they stand up. They give a really great presentation about what their business is, what they hope to bring to the local Lake Havasu economy. And then the winners do, get that really neat prize.
So the winners and the prize money are determined as a result of this pitching operation?
Operation. Woo! You've got good words today. Yes, the pitch competition.
Just a tad. There you go.
Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
Much better.
Yeah, that's much better. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So so let's take a couple steps back one more time. Yeah. So the business plan pitch competition is organized by ASU Lake Havasu, Lake Havasu Chamber Foundation for Leadership, Education and Leadership, Better Business Bureau, and then this year we've got a new sponsor, Craig Plumbing, who has agreed to be an additional sponsor for that runner-up prize money. So we all come together as judges for this competition, and then along with the mentors who help these entrepreneurs move along with their business plan. Once they've gone through that a couple months, then they come and they pitch their idea to the judges, and then the judges choose a winner.
So how does Empower by GoDaddy fit into all this?
Oh, good question. So this year, an added bonus, Better Business Bureau is providing the first place grand prize of $1,000. Secondarily, we do have a business accelerator program through the Better Business Bureau called Empower by GoDaddy. Wow, I just totally lost it there. Yeah. There's so many terms here that we're working with.
You pulled a Paul. That was good.
Like, oh, my goodness.
I have bad Jeopardy days all the time.
Man, deer in the headlights right there. I'm glad this is radio.
Exactly.
So this year we will – this business accelerator through the Better Business Bureau is free to the public. It's worth, you know, upwards of $5,000, but there is an application fee. So this year Better Business Bureau will cover that application fee for the winner of the Have a Startup Business Plan competition.
Sure. Now, do any of these businesses actually get turned into real businesses?
Yes, they do.
Do they? Do we have any wonderful histories or success stories we can point to? Okay, we'll change the subject.
So what I will jump into there is that what we are changing this year is, every year, just like any other program that you run, every year you hone in your skills a little bit and you update the program to make sure that it's something that's really beneficial for the community. So what we saw this year is, hey, we keep saying this like a broken record, but it's been a tough almost 2 years for small businesses. So what we wanted to do this year is focus the competition on existing businesses, but existing startup businesses. So we will offer this competition to businesses who are in that startup phase. It's a loose, loose description of what a startup phase is, 1 to 3 years, 1 to 5 years, somewhere within that range, because we want to support an existing business in town and help them grow their business, which will ultimately help the local economy here in Lake Havasu.
But just to clarify, because we talked about that Shark Tank idea or format or whatever, but these are businesses that are already existing as well, right?
For this year, yes. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's one of the changes. That is one of the changes that we have made, is that we're looking towards existing businesses, but still within that startup. New business. We're still learning. We're still trying to hone in on exactly how we want our business to run. Could use some help. What we always say with entrepreneurs is they start with this passion. They start with this idea. They start, right out the gate really running with their really great idea. And sometimes it ends up hard to focus on the business. You're so focused on running the day-to-day business, it's hard to take a step back and really look at, what is my business plan? Am I hitting all the marks? Am I making sure my marketing is good and my human resources is good and my online presence is good? There's so many aspects to a business. And that's what this competition is going to help that business owner. They're going to get help creating a fully developed business plan that has every aspect of running a business, so it can help that business owner really think through that process, which normally they may not have time to do.
So what parts of Mojave County are we talking about? Does a business have to be in Lake Havasu City?
Yes, the business does have to be in Lake Havasu City, operating in Lake Havasu City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many business owners or potential business owners do you expect to see at the event tomorrow night, where they're pitching, or do you have any people?
Well, how many listeners do you have, Paul?
12. We determined that last Friday. a dozen. Sometimes a baker's dozen.
Right. Well, then I hope all 12 of those businesses show up, right? Yeah. For the info session, like I mentioned with COVID, we transferred everything to online. So we did hold it last year. But the year before that, there's a really great turnout of people who are interested. And I think expanding to existing businesses who could use a little boost in their business will really open up the gates. So fingers crossed, we have a great turnout.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You're on the program around December 13th, too, so you'll know who those businesses are, because the registration closes on the 10th. And then it looks like you're going to make the announcement of the selected participants on the 13th.
Well, look at how great that timing worked as well. It's like we planned it.
Yeah, almost.
I'm hoping. So if you're not able to make it tomorrow night, obviously there's a registration process that goes through December 10th,
yes,
as I just said. So how would you register if you're not there tomorrow night at Mojave Community College?
So if you can't make it tomorrow night, that's still okay. We understand things are going on. But what we'd like you to do is go ahead and go on to the website, ASU's website, and the application process is very simple. You just go online. So you can visit havasu.asu.edu/haveastartup, and that's where you can apply.
Cool.
It's very interesting that this seems like kind of a strange departure from what we would assume to be the traditional Better Business Bureau kind of business.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. It seems very progressive that we're
I love that you use that word. Yes, we are. That does bring up a really great point. Better Business Bureau serving the Pacific Southwest. We are a very innovative, progressive, kind of fresh look on what the Better Business Bureau means to the community. We have been serving businesses and consumers for the last century, over a century. But granted, when you think of Better Business Bureau, often you think about getting support if something hasn't gone right with a business, and of course we will still continue to always offer that. But what we're really looking to do moving forward, you know, making sure that this is a brand that's going to take us into the second century of Better Business Bureau, is how can we help businesses be better businesses, to really support the business community. And the business community has supported us. Our accredited businesses, who are this community of trustworthy businesses who have taken that vow to operate ethically, how can we support them and the marketplace as a whole to be really operating ethically, starting from the ground up? So that's where we're taking a look at those entrepreneurs and startup businesses. If we can plant that seed of how to run an ethical, honest business right from the start, that's going to benefit us all. We all utilize the marketplace multiple times a day.
Are you doing this same thing in multiple areas?
Well, the Better Business runs under the umbrella of the International Association for Better Business Bureaus. So that's an international. We've got Canada, United States, Mexico, and each, generally by region or state, each Better Business Bureau is run on its own. Of course, we all work in partnership together, but we're really that BBB leading the charge. We're going, hey, let's look at things a little bit differently. How can we flip the script and support businesses in a different way? And we are here to help all the other Better Business Bureaus. How can we help you to put this out into the community as well in your region or your state?
I don't know about you, Jim, but I've learned so much about the BBB just from Christina being here monthly. And just to see that torch or the BBB logo on a door, and that I know that that's a business that I want to deal with.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've taken a huge step of basically opening their doors to the Better Business Bureau to look inside and see what they're doing to make sure they're running ethically.
What does it take to get that? Let's remind people what it takes to get that BBB seal of approval.
Sure. So we essentially ask our businesses who apply for accreditation to abide by our 8 standards of trust. So real simple, you know, we say it simply, but you can always go onto our website and just search 8 standards of trust, and you can see those detailed out. But they're things like being open and transparent with your customers, having proper licensing, being honest with your advertising, being safeguarding privacy with your customers, things like that. So the business who applies for accreditation, if they meet these standards, then we can give them accreditation with the Better Business Bureau. And then they, every year, continue to say, yep, I'm still operating ethically. I'm still abiding by these standards. And they are in our community of trustworthy businesses.
You know, it's interesting that all of those points that you mentioned are, I guess, what contributes to making an ethical business. And yet when we go out to have our transmission fixed or our air conditioner fixed, we seldom think about the importance of the ethics of the company.
It all seems like common sense.
Both very interesting concepts right there.
Plus
so,
word of mouth.
Right?
And you think, it's okay to deal with them. And then you're like, oh, why didn't I just look for a BBB-approved business?
Well, you can put that idea on two sides of the coin, right?
Right.
On one side, sure, this is common sense stuff. I should be honest with my customers. I should tell the truth.
You mean there's not honest and
right?
people out there?
Right? They seem like common sense. But then on the other side, it's things that we as consumers should be looking at, too. I want someone who's going to be fair with their prices, honest with the invoice that they give me, to make sure that everything's in writing and I can see that. You know, some businesses don't do that. Some businesses may not know there's certain certificates or licensing that's required for their industry. So that's where BBB kind of steps in the middle right there and go, well, if you're a contractor, there might be additional licensing that you need to get for that profession. So we help ensure that both sides of the coin understand. Consumers know to ask about these things and look for these things, and businesses know this is part of running your industry ethically.
Very good. And still, we must remember that, you know, you can go to the BBBBBB.org, as I recall.
Not
you got it.
And and there you take a look and come up with a plan for the places you may need service, mm-hmm. Air conditioners, transmissions, those kind of things. When they go bad, you seldom think about researching who you're going to use.
Mm-hmm. Boy, and there's a really smart business owner in town. As you go up Highway 95, you're going north or south, they have an electronic sign, and they've got BBB right there on it.
Yes,
know?
I'm familiar. That's I love it. I love
not
seeing
just
it.
Advertising for the Better Business Bureau,
perfect.
But advertising that they are BBB accredited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a busy corner right there, too.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, did you want to touch on anything with the Have a Startup?
Yeah, let's just run back to that real quick.
Run back to it?
Mm-hmm.
Circle
run,
back?
Run, yeah. Circle back. Run circles around.
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Just a reminder that if you are interested, if you're a new startup business in town, but existing in Lake Havasu, kind of operating within that startup phase, 1 to 3 years, 1 to 5 years, right around there, and you're interested in applying for the Have a Startup Business Plan competition, where you'll receive some mentors to really dive into your business and create that business plan and then have a chance for grand prize, we highly, highly recommend applying for that. You can apply at havasu.asu.edu/haveastartup. Or we'd love to see you in person if you can make it tomorrow night at Mojave Community College at 5:30, and you can get some more details and ask all the questions about the competition.
Is that room 600? Do you know offhand?
I do believe it will
probably.
Be room 600.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if
perfect.
Not, we'll have some signs out front.
Right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank
we
you.
We love having you in person.
Yeah.
Last couple times have been by phone, but, you know, that's
hey,
just how
we
it
make
works
it work,
sometimes.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. We make it work. And Christina Hook is the Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. And if you have any questions about that Have a Startup Business Plan competition, give Christina a call.
At 928-302-3701.
That's it. That's the one. Or you can call us here at the station, and I'll put you in touch with Christina. All right, back with more in a moment. Jim Russell and myself will come back with a final shot for a Monday on Speak Out. Stay with us.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
I would call Jim Russell the gangster of love.
That's right. I'm glad.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out today. Had a great time bringing it to you with, of course, John Masden from Connected Computer and Christina Hook from the Better Business Bureau. Hopefully everybody learned something. I learned something
yes.
about Windows 11.
That's right.
Hold off. If you're happy with 10, you don't need 11.
Yeah, and it seems like maybe they're holding off a little too.
Right, right. Hey, on tomorrow's show, I bet you will never guess who's on tomorrow's show.
Could it be Jess Knudsen?
Jess Knudsen! Good call. City Manager Jess Knudsen on the show tomorrow. I'll get a confirmation. It's probably already in my email from the other city manager, Jerry Bracamonte. So that's what we call her anyway. And a full week on Speak Out, we'll have Nikki Nickel from the Havasu Chamber, Esme Electric. Brian is scheduled to come in on Thursday, so we'll have sound advice. And, of course, on Friday, County Supervisor Ron Gould. And are you planning to go to Aloha, the Luau experience?
No, I'm not, but
not
I
yet.
Am familiar with it, as we've talked about it in the show.
Right.
I had the pleasure of having them tell us all about the great menu and great things.
I think they still have a limited number of tickets available, too. They were getting that because they have a max capacity for this, but they're $100 general admission, $200 VIP. I'm not sure if they have VIP left, but if you can go to HavasuLuau.com. Luau is spelled L-U-A-U. HavasuLuau.com. And, of course, the proceeds go to River Cities United Way. And the dinner menu is a Kahlua pig roast, mahi-mahi, huli-huli chicken, sticky white rice, ambrosia salad, macaroni salad, and I think it's called hopia for dessert. I'm not sure how to say that in Hawaiian.
Wow.
So, yeah, next time we have our magistrate in, Mitch Kalali. We'll have to ask him. And there's Polynesian entertainment from the islands, and from what I understand, a couple of fire dancers and a fire knife dancer.
Well, but, that sounds dangerous.
Yes, speaking of dangerous, we've got Dennis Prager up next.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.